Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia, 531. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. With Joe Biden becoming the first ever Delawarean elected president, leaders in the first state could have a better chance than ever to land a spot at the White House. WHYY's Mark Eichmann takes a look at who could be called up to the big leagues in the Biden administration.
A veritable who's who of Delaware political leaders gathered near the stage in Wilmington for Joe Biden's victory speech Saturday night. Among Biden's first comments were words of recognition for some of them.
I see my buddy, Senator Tom Carper down there, and I think Senator Coons is there, and I think the governor's around.
Could either of Delaware's U.S. senators, Tom Carper or Chris Coons, join the Biden administration? Coons has been coy in answering that question, saying he'd only do what was best for the state and Biden. Carper also wouldn't directly answer, only saying he selfishly hoped neither Coons nor Delaware Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester get called up.
So part of me would like to have a chance to continue to work with him as a team to serve Delaware. Having said that, Chris Coons knows more about Africa than probably certainly anybody in the U.S., and he's very, very knowledgeable in foreign affairs. He's a chemist. He could serve in any number of roles.
Whoever gets appointed to the cabinet must be approved by the Senate, a process that could be dicey depending on which party gains control following runoff elections in Georgia. From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.